Let's turn in your cranberry or red hymnal, number 742, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Kind of gospel nights, you can stand and clap. God is there. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear.
Friends despise, forsake you. Take it to the Lord in prayer. In His arms they can shield you. You will find a solace.
You may be seated. If you would, in your red hymnal, turn to Psalm number 8. It's at the beginning of the hymn section. It's not page 8, but Psalm number 8. I thought we could read responsively. If, say, you're in high school or junior high or elementary school, if you can read but not of the age of majority, you will be the parts that are not indented. And all the rest of y'all, as we say in Texas, the rest of y'all will say the response. So, for example, those not of the age of majority, oh Lord, our Lord, and everyone else, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Okay, we'll start again. I'll be with the younger ones. Oh Lord, our Lord,
how majestic is your name in all the earth.
You whose glory is chanted above the heavens, out of the mouths of infants and children. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers,
the moon and stars and the setting of horses,
what are mere mortals that you should be mindful of them?
Human beings that you should care for them.
Yet you have made them little less than divine.
With glory and honor you crown them.
You have made them rule over the works of your hands. All flocks and cattle,
even the wild beasts of the field,
the birds of the air, the fish of the sea,
and whatever passes along the paths of the sea.
And all together now, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Heavenly Father, I ask that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So when you come to Holden, you're in touch with nature, maybe. You look out, maybe the sky will clear. We'll see the moon tonight. Almost a nice full moon to be above the mountains. The moon is a little ways away, but how far? Like 250,000 miles. Takes the light about 2 seconds to get here. You look at the sun. The sun is like about 7 minutes, is it not, for the light to come to you at the speed of light, 186,000 miles per second. Then you look at the stars. How far are the stars? What's the nearest star? Alpha Centauri, that's right. And how close is it? 4 light years away. So when you look at Alpha Centauri, if you can find it, the light that's coming to your eye is already 4 years old. And then you look out, you see the Milky Way, you know, hundreds, thousands, millions of light years. So you're looking in the sky deep into, like, the most ancient of history. Well, we have some mathematicians here this week. They reminded me of something about math, that if you start counting at one and you keep going on out, it's infinite, right? But let's say you count by twos, like 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. How far is that? Infinite. Let's say the cop stops you for drunk driving. He says, count by sevens. How far can you go? You may not be able to, but if you could, it's also infinite. And so one of these, Gene was telling me, Gene, where are you? There he is. He said, the 26 letters of the alphabet, considered in comparison to the infinite, the language of humans is not big enough yet to describe God. And so the moon and the stars and the sun and all the infinite numbers, God is bigger than that. Well, I'm an evangelist. I'm a professional evangelist for the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, meaning my most recent job is I started a new congregation. So I preach the gospel. And in the gospel, on the one hand, we speak of God, but not... thinking about God that big doesn't yet tell you what you'd like to hear most about God, which would be this, that God knows you. Yeah, that God knows you. And that God loves you, who you are, and you by name, you personally. And what he's called for from us is that we would have some faith in this, some trust in it. Uh-oh. But gaining that trust, you know, the God of the whole universe, that he trusts in you, how could you get there? Sometimes the evangelist needs a little evangelizing. It's my day of my daughter's wedding. So we're driving around. She's concerned about all of her many things. And we stop at this 7-Eleven. She goes in to get some water, and I'm sitting there, and a nice man comes up to me. He looks like a homeless guy. And he comes up and says, do you have a cigarette? I said, well, no, I don't have a cigarette, but I have a dollar, and you could use it to buy some cigarettes. He said, wow. Okay, that would be great. He said, man, you are really nice. You're just like Jesus. I said, really? I said, just like Jesus? He said, yeah, haven't you heard about Jesus before? I said, well, maybe a little bit. He said, well, let me tell you about Jesus. He said, now Jesus, you know, he came to this world, he was right from God. And he went around and he was good to everybody. And he liked absolutely everybody. And, you know, he was kind. And you know what? Seemed like, even so, they didn't like him the way they should have. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, they took him, you know, and they arrested him. And then they threw him in jail. And then they beat him up while he was in jail. And they took a crown of thorns and they shoved it down in his head, you know, and right down to the bone. And then they nailed him to a cross and they hung him there and killed him. I was like, oh, man. He said, you know what the worst thing is about it? I said, what? He said, they weren't even ashamed of how they'd done him that way. And I went, oh, man. He said, oh, well, don't worry. That's not the end of the story. I said, oh, thank you. He said, even though they killed him, God raised him up from the dead. Now he's the Lord of everything. I said, wow. He said, you know what he wants? I thought, well, what does he want? He said, he just wants one thing from you. He says, he wants you to like him. I said, like him? He said, yeah. He just wants you to like him. And you don't even have to like him very much. He just wants you to like him, like just a little bit even is good enough. Wow. Okay, my daughter, she's taught at Northside High School, which is mostly Hispanic. And they gave her a book to read about understanding the Hispanic culture. And also just the people who are, as opposed to like middle class people, here's what we care about, our achievements. I notice we sit around the table at Holden, where'd you go to college? Oh, I went here. Well, did you pursue any advanced degree? Well, I have a master's, maybe I have a doctorate. Well, you know, what's your career been? Well, I did this and that. You know, we think about, you know, we have our certificates. And these are the things that help us give ourselves identity. But poor people care about their relationships. Because they don't have anything except each other. And it's not, this is clearly a case for poor people. It's not what you know, it's who you know. And how do you know whether or not you can trust somebody, whether you can believe in them? It starts out like this. You like them. And if you like them, then you can let in. So this is my evangelist, my altar call to you tonight. Think about Jesus, you know. Is there anything you like about him? You know, when they're little kids, the disciples want to send him away. Jesus said, let him come. But you got to like a guy like that. And then the rich young man came, what must I do to be saved? And Jesus said, well, obey the commandments. He says, I obeyed everything since I was a little boy. And then it says, Jesus looked at him and he loved him. And then he said, go and sell all that you have and give it to the poor and come and follow me. You got to like a guy like that. Who, when you talk to him, he talks real straight. And from a place of love for you. Well, so come on in. Think about Jesus while you're here at Holden and see if it doesn't stir that in you. But you can't help it. You can't help but like him. Let's pray.
Please pray with me. Lord of creation, with confidence in your abiding care, we pray for the world, the church, and all in need. We pray for humility and courage in the church, that we may take your love into places where healing is desperately needed, into lives where hope falters. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for your guidance as we strive to be better stewards of your glorious creation, your resources, and all your precious gifts. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for all who are discouraged, sick, grieving, lonely, broken. Comfort us, O God. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for those who give their lives for peace, for international organizations bringing medicine, food, shelter, and comfort into forsaken places. Lord, in your mercy. Thank you for this community of believers, Lord, for the ministry here at Holden Village, and for bringing your restoration and peace. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for all who need your presence and your healing touch. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for our brothers and sisters that we now name aloud or in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of creation, into your hands, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
It was tried in the fiery furnace. It's good enough for me. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. It's good enough for me. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. It will take us home to heaven. It will take us home to heaven. It will take us home to heaven. It's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. It was good for Holden Village. It was good for Holden Village. Was good for Olden Village. It's good enough for me. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me.
Think of any. We didn't know that would be so popular. Satan, blow it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Don't let Satan blow it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Don't let Satan blow it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
I don't know any more verses.
Bush will know, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh, what? Around the Holden Village, I'm gonna let it shine. All around Holden, Holden Village, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. One more time, this little light of mine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine,
shine till Jesus comes.
I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. One more time. I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine.